real quick before we officially start. The Carter Mario connection.
The Carter Mario connection is Alex has joined our board. She joined because she loved the kids. She came to camp. It changed everything she looked at. Burn survivors.
Yeah.
We don't say burn victims. We say burn survivors. Victims are the ones who didn't make it. So we say burn survivors. And Alex came to camp and she said, I have to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And she joined our board. And she is a very powerful influence, especially in the social media area.
Yeah, she is. She's a wonderful person in general. But she's also a mom with small ones. And it's a constant fear when you're I was horrible when my kids were little. I have a boy and a girl. And it's so interesting to think about my childhood, which was probably a lot like yours, and we're on with Dominic Mantuano.
See.
Right? Am I doing it right?
You said it right.
Dominic Mantuano. Watch how it gets mangled the rest of the day with the gang from iHeart. And he is with Connecticut Burns Care Foundation, ctburnsfoundation.org, if you want to check out online, if you want to donate online. Founded in 1978. That's extraordinary. So you've been around for a good long while. But I think about my childhood and how we would disappear for 10 hours a day.
Right.
No cell phones, no GPS.
Come back when the?
When the lights went on, the street lights came on. and my kids, there's a helicopter, Dad. And yet, when you drop them off at a friend's house, I did. Maybe because, as I had mentioned to you off the air, a good friend of mine, their son had an accident messing around with his buddies in the garage. There was gasoline, he sustained, a significant burn to his face and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So that probably exacerbated when I would drop my kids off, I was a bit of a nightmare parent. I wanted to talk to the mother. My favorite
good parent
of my sons, his father was a firefighter. So I just had this. I'm like, well, at least over there, his son. No, it's a scary thing, and I think Alex probably with small ones. She probably looked at these kids. She's got paranoia and fear of her own. And what your organization is really about, which is important, is it's not the end of the world. It does not have to be the end of the world because it can look that way in the beginning.
It does. It absolutely does in the beginning. But what we do is we take children 8 to 17 all the way around the world, no matter who they are. They get to go to our camp, the Arthur C. Luft Burn Camp, 1 week a year just to be a kid at absolutely no charge to them whatsoever.
Wow.
We pay for everything. So you're right. When they start out, they wear the hoodies with the long sleeves. They don't want to be recognized. But when they get to camp, the magic happens. They see the other children laughing, playing, going in the lake. They say, oh, no, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And they start blending in and realizing that they have a family. They have support. They have love. And they just get to be a kid.
Yeah. You know, you're reminding me, too, that somebody else I grew up with, their mother, was at 6 years old, there was a fire in the house. She was a survivor. 60% of her body. I'm sure you deal in percentages.
Absolutely.
And when she was a kid, she was shrouded up. But what a lot of these kids need to hear, and they probably don't believe it, is, you know, by the time you get to, you know, for her, it was 30, 40, 50 years old. She was in bathing suits and swimming with everybody.
Yes.
I certainly understand the self-consciousness, there's life after it.
There is life after it. Unfortunately, when we're kids, what's the one thing, even if it's hard, when you don't have a burn injury, it's being bullied, teased.
Yeah.
Well, other children don't understand that. And that's why this camp, when they get to come, they get a breather. They get to be recharged. And then they go back to their communities, and they show them not to bully and how to be a leader and how to handle problems. Yeah. And then at the end of the year, they need to be recharged again, come back to the camp.
Yeah.
And that's how the cycle begins.
I think it's – tell me what happens at the camp. Is it camp life, movie night, and, you know, the same camp as it would be, but you're
camp
with kids who've been through something similar.
Absolutely. So it's the camp you and I went to.
Yeah.
These kids get to do the lake. They get to do rock climbing, rope climbing. They get to do trails. They get to do arts, crafts. They get to do field games. They get to do fishing, boating. They get to do everything we got to do at camp. We take them on field trips. People come in and give them different kind of programs, like touch a truck, fire truck, and the state police come in with the dogs.
Yeah.
And they get to just experience everything around them. Then they pick a theme for the camp, and that we live on that theme, and they get to have a dance night, and it's just a whole week filled with activities that just make them forget about the world.
Yeah.
And they get to have that kind of fun. And the food. Oh, did I tell you about it? I know they can't see me. I'm a big guy.
It's Oh, my God. Tell me about the food at this camp.
Let me tell you.
A guy from Jersey. I got to imagine.
Hey, listen.
Sausage and peppers, chicken parm, but with vodka. I like my chicken parm with vodka sauce.
Absolutely. Come on. You're an Italian,
I
huh?
do. All right. I like it. I prefer vodka these days.
Well, let me tell you something. The food is great because the camp is run 100% volunteer, the whole organization. We only have two paid employees, and I'm one of them.
Wow.
And Tara, who's our office administrator, is the other. That's it. When I mean 100% volunteered, 90% of our camp is paid firefighters, volunteer firefighters, retired firefighters. We have civilians, we have police, we have EMS, we have nurses. They're all at camp, but everybody is 100% volunteer. It's a complete team effort. Complete.
Tell me about Arthur C. Luff.
Yeah. Great man. So in Connecticut, we have one burn center, and that's at Bridgeport Burn Center. That is it. So if God forbid you're burned, we have satellites, but you're going to end up in Bridgeport. And Arthur and Dr. Panettiere built and designed the burn center in Bridgeport by starting with the boot. They went around. Arthur went around, and they did it. But in 1991, he realized there was no place for the children to go. So what he did was he created the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation. And that was the beginning of the Arthur C. Luff Burn Camp, and where kids just get to be a kid. So Arthur is pivotal with Dr. Panettiere and Dr. Pleban, who his son, Joel, is our CPA and on our board. He was a magnificent burn surgeon and was also a part of the founding fathers of this whole thing. So that's where it all began. And Arthur was a Bridgeport firefighter and a pillar of the community.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to say I was a firefighter and EMS 13 years.
Yeah.
And this whole thing doesn't happen without a team. So Arthur was the beginning of that team. He's our captain.
Yeah, you know, I just, we're talking with Dominic Mantuano from Connecticut Burns Care Foundation. Again, online, ctburnsfoundation.org. I've seen a lot of names here. We were talking about it before that are familiar. The camp director, Steve Lupinacci.
Hey, Steve Lupinacci.
I know Lupinacci. A bunch of from Long Island. I don't know if he's from Long Island.
No, he's from Connecticut. But Steve.
Well, they're in Connecticut now. One of them runs the Schubert Theater. He's the director at the Schubert in New Haven. So I don't know if there might be a relation there.
Might be.
But you do tend to think, you know, it's kind of a shame on me because you think that anyone who's involved, it's touched them personally in some way. They've had a loved one, firefighter. Other people are just, no, they forget the goodness in their heart. You know, but I tend to think, oh, why? You know, somebody tells me, oh, I'm involved with the Burn Foundation. It's like, did something happen to one of your kids? Some people are like, no, I just, it's a great organization. I don't know why I feel like, oh, something awful had to happen for you to be involved.
Well,
as a firefighter, you probably saw a couple of horrific, more than a couple.
Of course. Well, Steve Lupinacci, now that you brought him up, he's our camp director.
Yeah.
Now, Steve's been involved over 30 years.
Wow.
But let me tell you something. Here's the example that follows a part of the team. Steve has given up a week of his vacation when he was a paid firefighter in Stratford. He gave up a week of his vacation to be with these children for 30 years.
Yeah.
Now there's others.
That's beautiful, man.
And he's not the only one with a 30-year timeline. Like Mr. Bob Kepchar, who actually got me this job as the executive director, he's over 35 years. And the ex-deputy chief of Westport. And all these people come together because of what you just said. It's not that they were burned, but they saw what this was.
Yeah.
And
it's a shame on me moment changed because them. I felt like, so everybody must have a personal story. No, others just see that this is a beautiful thing.
A beautiful thing. Now, by the way, now we're going into another thing. Our volunteers are also our past campers. We have a 90% return rate. One of ours is Carolina Sandoval, and her and her sisters were a part of our program, and now she's our program director and makes the different arts and crafts and all the program for the kids. They can't wait to turn around and come back. They can't wait to see their friends again.
Yeah. And I would imagine they got to keep in touch over the course of the year.
Some friendships are made there.
Our kids come from where?
All over the world.
I didn't know if it was just like the Northeast corridor
the
world. Yeah. And it's free.
And it's free, not a dime. And then they go to Shriners.
You got to spread the word on this. It's really something.
It is huge. Then they go to Shriners if they need it for surgeries for nothing.
Sure.
They don't pay anything there.
That. Yeah.
This is something, I'll tell you why it's different than any other charity you have ever talked about. Charities are good. Don't get me wrong. We're different because we can't cure, nor can we eradicate burns.
Yeah.
So my doors can never close.
Yeah.
They're always going to be there. Over 75 to 100,000 children last year were burned.
Wow.
I can't help it. It's accidents.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's more than accidents.
Yes.
But otherwise, these children, there are other camps across the United States, like the American Burn Association. I just had the privilege of going to Phoenix and attending the conference. The amazing people there from the Phoenix Society, from Shriners, from all different walks of life coming together and just saying that we're here for burn survivors. We're going to be doing an adult burn survivor program coming up in the fall to help them.
Yeah.
So they have a place to go.
Yeah.
But the ABA has camps for kids all over the United States. And what we're trying to get the word out is, okay, you're done with that camp? Come on over to our camp. Make it a whole summer. We'll pay for it. Don't worry. If you need to get to us, you're covered.
Yeah.
But not a dime out of your pocket.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. 4th of July right around the corner, that's when a lot of these accidents, I know in my childhood, bad accidents, fireworks and whatnot.
Right.
It's amazing to see people coming together in this way. What else can people do outside of donating online at ctburnsfoundation.org? I ask that this way because there's a camp I do some work with involving children as well. Well, I do some work. I have on the air often. I always like to spread the word. But they have an annual gala or there are things like that. You have a night. Here we go.
Well, I'm glad you asked. And since you asked, I'll pass this to you. And that's a calendar of our events. And we just done with our car show. And the car show was wonderful. We beat the rain.
Right
in Shelton, Connecticut.
And the pickleball tournament you had in May, you were down the street from my house.
Well, why weren't you there? You should have felt it, huh?
Yeah. Well, I love Hannah. I mean, Hannah's dream. I mean, my kids used to play. I remember when that was built. That's how far back
I go. So that means
next year
you're going to be there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I would. Although I got to being honest with you, because I feel like you'll get it. I don't get the whole pickleball thing. I don't get it. I thought it was food at first.
I'm with you.
I showed up. I was excited. I didn't know what these people were doing. I wasn't there to exert myself in any way. But camp is July 27th through August 3rd in Killingworth, beautiful part of Connecticut.
Deer Lake.
All over Connecticut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We are established in Connecticut, but that doesn't mean we don't reach out to the world.
Yeah.
And we work hard for that. We have a golf tournament come up. We have our annual gala. And again, all these things are from people that it takes a village. It takes a team of people. It's everybody. We all come together to make sure the kids are the end result. It changed my life the day I rolled in the camp. Now, I thought I was fine because I told you I was a singer, and I used to go to St. Barnabas in Jersey and sing for the kids for the holidays, so I thought I'd seen it all. Bob Kepchaw rolled me into the camp for the very first time, and when he did, he said, listen, if it's too much, I'll bring you back out. And I tell this story all the time, and it's going to happen again, so forgive me. But he brought me in to the camp, and we rolled down the hill to the lakeside. and I saw the kids for the first time. I'm sorry. I see that image in my head, and it does it to me every time.
I'm sure.
Right there and then, it changed my entire life. Everything I did, it changed. And I knew I had to do something with these kids. 2 years later, the executive director moved on for other opportunities for her family. And they offered me the job.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you how fast I said yes.
I would imagine, yeah.
And it is
especially somebody who's already entertaining kids and finding joy in it and singing and entertaining kids.
Absolutely. But this takes a village.
Yeah.
This takes
everybody. Can I hang on to this, too? Because I would want to keep mentioning
these events. You can have it. Put it up. Tell everybody about it.
How about Armand Cantafio? Today I learned two new Italian last names. I thought I knew them all. I've never heard of Mantuano or Cantafio.
Oh, let me tell you something about Armand Cantafio. Here's another person with Arthur C. Luft. They were best friends. And for over 30 years, Armand was the president of the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation. And he made a promise to Arthur that when Arthur passed, that Armand said, I will not let this die. I will keep it going and make sure it keeps going. I only got to know Armand for a short time before he passed. I had 2 years with him, two and a half years with him. And his son, Tim, is on our board. And when I tell you Tim and Armand being pillars of the community and giving and strength and leadership, he was a Marine.
Oh, wow.
He has his own company, a thriving company. Armand was on the boards of so many different things that reached out to the community. He was a giver. He was kind, and he was a man of his word. If he said it, he expected you to hold your word. And Tim is the exact same way. And I learn every day from Tim, and Armand helped me grow too. But Armand was a pillar of the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation. And Andy Pandiani now is our president. And we couldn't have had a better president take over for Armand, because he hasn't changed a thing in the way of what it established to kids being kids.
Yeah.
And his own daughter was a burn survivor who went through the program. And she was our program director for like 20 years. And he understood, above all, what it took to be a parent and the leader of this group.
Sure.
And Andy, to this day, continues to guide me, mentor me, to be an executive director that I need to be for these kids and all the volunteers. Because I told you it takes a village.
Oh, yeah.
I learn
say that
from
on my show all the time.
Every single person I learn from, they make me better.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest things I've ever been a part of.
And the Armand J. Cantafio, that takes us well into fall, that gala dinner.
Yeah. Oh,
44th annual is in November. That's in Monroe at Whitney Farms. I'll make sure. I mean, you got a full calendar.
Now,
there. You
know you're going to be there. You're invited, okay?
Yeah.
This is your invitation.
I wanted to jump on. Who did you say took over for Armand?
So it's Andrew Pandiani.
The Italian. The level of Italian in
it
this organization.
It sounds like it. Yes.
It does. Because I caught that name, too. Pandiani. But I want to, yes, definitely. Several of these great events. I'm actually, but just by days, I missed the 15th annual car show. This is a great way to do things and get people involved and see what they need to see and contribute.
Exactly.
And keep something really really important going. It's the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation. Again, you can donate online, ctburnsfoundation.org. We're going to have this gentleman on another the Leora Italian segment of the Vinnie Penn Project coming up shortly, and it was great chatting with you today.
Listen, thank you. It's my privilege and my honor. Thank you for just giving a few minutes to the kids that needed to be seen, heard, and understood. You are a champion, and I can't tell you how privileged I am to sit here with you.
Well, it was great meeting you, too, and
thank
I want
you.
A ring like that, too. That ring is epic. Thanks again, Dom.
Thank you.